Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
One of the aspects I love about organizing is learning about these interesting niche obsessions that my clients have gotten into. Things I would never otherwise hear about that I get to learn all about these other kind of worlds that people become consumed by. And it's so interesting to see how they get into them, how much they love them, how they love to talk about them. Today, a client that I'm working with was talking about her just absolute love for this K-pop band, BTS. And for you, those of you that don't know what K-pop is, it's Korean pop music. It's blowing up around the world. I mean, it's blown up. This band is huge. I didn't even know about them. And I had no idea about them, and they're huge. It's apparently they're doing deals with Samsonite and Samsung and just all these huge big-name brands are working with them and partnering with them. And my client loves them. She has bought all their CDs, has all this merchandise from them, knows all about all of what their names are, how they've changed over the years, what their, you know, likes and dislikes are. She got all their little toys that they put out. It's really a cool thing to learn about, honestly. And their music's pretty good. Like, they are a good band. I'll give them credit for that. And the way they've done marketing is just really amazing. I mean, the way they've done the music industry is pretty phenomenal. I mean, these CD booklets that they sell to people are just phenomenally done. It's just a thing that you want to have. It's designed just so aesthetically pleasing. And it's a smart move because people aren't buying CDs anymore. You've got to sell a thing that is more than a CD in a plastic CD case. These are books of photos with them, or they come with a card that she's like, people buy them for the cards. They're not buying the CD, they're buying the cards. Apparently it's this collector's item part of it, which I would assume they're probably gonna get into NFTs soon. And that's something I would have known about, but it's given me tremendous inspiration because I learned about it from this client that has been into it for 7+ years and continues to love this band and what they produce and their music and their whole story, really. I mean, she's encapsulated in it. But it's learning about those things that's just unique to this profession and industry that is really fascinating. There's another client that was really into, what's it called? Ray Dunn ceramics. So they're like mugs and cookie jars and bowls. And again, another like pretty well done item that has just a huge cult following where people just fill their houses with these things. And it's just, they come in different colors, but mainly it's white with some colored letters. And it says sea, or it'll say salt, or it'll say, what's the word? Noodles. And she uses some of them, but a lot of them she just has for display. And she has all the Christmas ones and all the St. Patrick's Day ones and all the 4th of July ones. And she makes these little displays for them. And that's what I helped her organize, was get those into bins and make sure they were stored away properly, especially the holiday ones, so she can switch them out when she needs to. But again, another thing that I wouldn't have known about, and then I get to learn about like the inside nature of these things and how there's like this one that's called Pig, which she had, which is like $300 and very rare. And it goes for like $300. And she's like, I just had to have it. I don't know why. I don't know what it was about. I just had to have it. She's like, my kids don't have grandkids yet, so I'm not, you know, spoiling them. But once they have grandkids, I'll probably stop this and spend all my money on them. But for now, I just like buying my Raydon ceramics. And she just is always on buying everyone. And she's saying how she even has bought two of the same thing sometimes because she forgot she had already purchased it. And I love that. I love learning about how people get into these, following these products. But it becomes more than just a product, and it becomes more than just having a thing. It becomes a thing they connect to, and that's kind of becomes part of their identity. And it's important to show and display that. And she'd even had her, for the Raydon stuff, she'd had her dad over to build some custom shelving to get them up higher to kind of help mitigate, because her whole house was filled with them. It was amazing. She also had a really cool house. She was a flight attendant and had this kind of flight attendant bar and had some seats from an airplane and had an airplane door. She had a really cool house. It was a really interesting experience. And she was just a really sweet lady and worked really hard. She wanted me to do her garage during the summer, which was brutal. I mean, doing garages during the summer is, I don't do it anymore. Sometimes I take them, like I had to take that one, because sometimes you just got to take the job when it comes through. But it is hard when it's 110 plus degrees out there and the sun's just beating on you and you're moving around and laying stuff out and laying out metal in the sun, and then you go to grab it and it burns your hand. It's really fantastic. But she wanted it done. She needed it done, and we got it done. And her dad and her dad's friend both got after it. And those were tough guys that were both in their 70s, 80s, just hauling stuff around, lifting stuff from really high up. Just tough, strong dudes. I mean, I hope people stay like that for when my generations younger than me get older, because that generation is just tough. Just not all of them, but a lot of those guys are just, we're gonna do it, let's get it done, I don't care, you know, they'll get after it. But it's these stories and these connecting with people that I really love about this job. I feel like there's some more I need to say. I don't know what it is, but that's probably long enough. I try to keep these within 10 minutes. And where are we at? We're at about 8 minutes. That's not bad. But I just wanted to talk about these cool obsessions that I learned about and how I love seeing them. I love seeing people's passions for things. One of the questions I ask people when I first meet them, because I hate asking, what do you do? Is I ask, what are you obsessed with? And a lot of people have a really tough time answering that question, because they're not really that passionate or obsessed with anything. And I was thinking about that question today when I was talking to her. Like, if I asked her that, I bet immediately she'd go BTS without hesitation. And I find it sad that a lot of people don't have something to be obsessed about. I think obsessions are good. It gives you something to really care and focus on. Because there's so much, like, just picking something is worth it. There's just so many things. I mean, I have a bunch of obsessions. Design, film, technology, business. Like, these are things that I can't get enough of, and I just want to consume my time and thinking about, and it's hard to have more than one, but I do. I love, you know, making and tools. So right now my biggest one, I'd say, is tools and making stuff. Like, that's what I'm spending my time watching YouTube videos about, just doing research on, just thinking about. That's what I really find my obsessions to be. But I'm curious what your obsessions are. I'd love if you tell me. So you can reach out, email and Instagram are in the show notes, but at JPThinks is my Instagram and at ReliefKey is the business Instagram. But you can always reach me on the email. Or if you're on the website, www.reliefkey.co, you can reach me through there. And while you're on the website, might as well subscribe to the newsletter, which is really fun. I try to send out funny emails that make you want to open the email and get excited for the next one, because I don't want to send out just boring, like, another spam email, another person just trying to sell me something. Which, yes, I am absolutely trying to sell you something. That's the only reason I do this podcast. I do it every day because I'm trying to sell you my services. And I'm trying to connect with you, though. I'm trying to provide value up front, because one of the big things that I do in this business and in business, and a big philosophy of mine, is provide more value than you receive in return. And that's what this is about, is trying to provide value through the podcast. But I'm still trying to sell you something, and you know it, and that's okay. But when I do things, I don't want to make it feel like I'm selling you. And that's why I really am trying to create a newsletter that's exciting to open, that isn't just me pushing my podcast and pushing my blog, which again are all things that I'm trying to create in an also a way that makes you excited and want to read those and consume those, but also adding some of these other little things to make it a little different. Other than that, so I can sell you some more and keep in touch with you and keep you updated about what I'm doing and other interesting tips and things I'm thinking about, subscribe to this podcast. That would definitely help me grow this thing, because that's what I'm really focused on right now. Other than that, I'm going to talk through this with you right now, because I don't think this is something you get on podcasts a lot. Right now, what I'm thinking about is I need a better send-off thing. The last couple, what I've been saying is see you tomorrow. It's okay, but I need one that's catchy, that really just kind of caps the episode well. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm going to come up with it right now. Maybe it'll be something like, I hope you find relief in your day. No, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. But that's how I'm going to end this one, with a question mark. I'm going to say it. See you tomorrow.